I'm going to talk to a man. He's got to be a good bloke because his first name's Kevin. Australian Football Hall of Famer Kevin Sheedy's on the line. Hello, Kev.
Kevin, how are you?
I'm going very well. Now, you want to talk to us about a charity golf day that you're involved with. It's happening down at Cape Shank.
Yes, it is down at Cape Shank Thursday, obviously tomorrow. It's basically about World Rangers. I don't know whether a lot of people understand what happens there, but you know they protect the wildlife of the world. But unfortunately, there's a monster problem, and that is animal poachers kill the men and women that are trying to save the animals that we love to see right around the whole world. So.
Yep.
It's called the Green Line, and it's down at Cape Shank at the RACV Club. And, of course, there's 1,000 rangers have been killed in the last 10 years. So that's 100 of these people get murdered, basically, by poachers, animal poachers.
And they're basically just going to work to do their job.
They go to work to do their job, and if people talk about workplace safety, they are probably in the worst because, and of course the thing that happens is that there's a lot of care needed for these people's families after obviously they've been murdered at times and not only at times, 100 times a year. So this is an enormous amount. It's a worldwide charity now going around the world trying to make sure that, we can actually, it's an inaugural function here in Melbourne and Victoria. We're going to start it off. And we're going to try and build on that. So I think it's a brilliant exercise to show humanity from around other parts of the world because we don't necessarily have, the lions and tigers and the animals that are, that we're having less and less of. So to me, this World Rangers is called the Green Line and, to make sure that we get it right and sort it out. This is our big chance here in Australia. So this is happening in Africa, Asia and the Americas, that they lose 1,000 people every 10 years. That's 100 a year get murdered.
That's
amazing, isn't it?
It's something I've never heard about before in my life, to be honest, Kev.
We don't have that problem here in Australia, but we can help and assist these families and organisations to make sure that they get looked after because, some of them live in very, very deep, probably countries that have a deep recession or in war torn at times.
Yep.
And of course these poachers, why would you want to buy anything that belongs to an animal, from my point of view? Obviously our food structure is about beef and cattle and so forth and lamb and that, but these are precious animals that we are losing them too easily by poachers, and the poachers kill other human beings to make sure they get to the animal. That's a disgusting habit by some of our worst humans in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Thingreenline.org.au is the website if you want to check it. And if you want a book, you can actually send it for tomorrow's day and on the greens. It's called For the Thin Green Line at Cape Shank. You can send an email to chris@thingreenline.org or you can call 9041 7600. And if you say Sheeds is on the Thin Green Line when booking, you'll get $50 off. So that's 9041 7600. How'd you get involved, Kev?
I was asked, and I thought it was a worthy cause. So I thought, well, why not? I've started and helped start many organisations over the last sort of 30 years. And I always start off with 50 to 100. And some of the dinners you have now around Anzac Day, some of the breakfasts, some around about Dreamtime, they rang and asked, and I said, well, why not? I believe that a lot of kids get a great sense of fun out of going to a zoo to see the real wildlife of the world. But we don't have that here unless we do see it in zoos. But they are well looked after in zoos around the world, but these ones just get poached. And to me, it's just pathetic what they do to these animals because they're out there, tusks and so forth. I would never buy anything to do with an elephant tusk and that, and some countries ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, and we've seen the outrage on social media over, some of those people have sort of had photos posted of themselves with dead lions and dead elephants, and what the adrenaline rush in that is, I could not explain why you would do that.
Exactly. So, riddled throughout the world in Africa, Asia and Americas, and we're trying to sort of make sure that we actually put our hand up, build up a great organisation, the Green Line, and help these people that work in the most dangerous professions of war, and that is trying to keep the wildlife of our of the planet Earth alive.
Yeah, no, it's big picture stuff. Hey, look, while I've got you, been a lot of talk about how much soccer's growing and how it's now the number one participation sport with kids. Does that worry you when you see that figure come out during the week?
Look, I think that what happens, people just don't realise that we bring a lot of people into this country through immigration that know soccer. And so it's always going to have that ebb and flow. But I often say to people, soccer's a good game like any other game, as long as it just keeps and helps keep kids off the streets, out of trouble, keeps working as a team, keeps them fit, keeps them healthy. Okay? Now, I know we're all different. It's like listening to music, you like jazz or rock and roll or country western, we're all different.
Yep.
But the situation in the end is simple. If it's good to keep the kids in a team environment, I think it's great. To me, I like to use my hands. So I used to go and catch the ball with soccer, actually, you know, not allowed to touch it with your hands. So the Indigenous players don't play soccer because the hands in AFL are different skills because they love pushing the ball out and moving the ball around. So, look, I think we're the only country that's got four codes, so we should be very proud of that.
Yeah, no, we should be.
Actually.
Just a quickie, I know you love your cricket and you love all sports, but being the sort of game innovator and big picture person, what did you make of the day-night test?
I think it was a plus.
Yeah?
I'll have a look at it, yes. I'm one of the people, if they want to vote, I'll put my feet and my hands in the air to have a twilight grand final to have a look at it, because at least you have a look. At the moment, we've done over 100 years of grand finals and we won't look at something different.
Yep.
It might be pretty good, might be better, we don't know. So unless you actually try it, at least cricket has had the courage to go and try it, and I thought it was quite successful.
Good on you, Kev. Terrific work with the Thin Green Line. I'll give these details out again, but it's always good to catch up. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very, very much.